Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Troy Pagaduwan, Director of Operations, Logistics Plus Hawaii Branch. Troy, thank you for joining us for this month's edition of Business Spotlight featuring Logistics Plus. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background to get the program started.
For myself, I started off in the transportation business out here in Hawaii back in 2002-2003 for a company called Royal Hawaiian Movers. And Royal Hawaiian Movers here based in Hawaii was mostly a household good furniture type of movement. So a lot of military movement, a lot of household good, you know, transportation within the islands to the neighbor islands that we have. From there, I moved along the company and I actually began dispatching in the freight division that just started up, which was approved freight forwarders. As I got my time used to learning with different things, I came into operations. So learning about, you know, offloading containers, reloading containers, cubic foot, you know, weight capacities, getting more interested into that. I got into the trucking section of it, which was really intriguing to me. So during that time, I also got my commercial driver's license as well, too. So from that point, I did a lot of LCL deliveries to our different customers that we had, and also did some hauling on containers from the port to customers from there. And as I moved along, that became the operations manager. From there, I moved on to vice president of operations and kind of got more of my feet wet with the freight and trucking transportation out in Hawaii. From there, that's how I gained my experience for the last 20 years.
Well, Troy, hearing your story, it sounds like you have a deep passion for the logistics industry.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Very much so. And we look forward into digging a little bit deeper into your passion as well as your career with Logistics Plus. Troy, being in Hawaii, how did you hear about Logistics Plus and ultimately end up joining the company?
For my journey, I was referred to someone in Logistics Plus on some things from a friend over here that I contact, and a good friend out here in Hawaii, about asking for some help on, you know, doing some transportation or possibly some, you know, logistical kind of things that happen. So with the experience that I had, I said, I can help out this person that you know, want, which that person was Frank Knopples. I had a talk with Frank and got through some of the things that he was looking for. And then he asked me if I could jump on another call to get with our COO, which is Yuri. And from there, things just kind of blossomed. And they told me exactly what they were looking for, trying to look at opening up a location in Hawaii due to the project work that's coming in and having someone, you know, boots on the ground here in Hawaii. I was interested right off the bat. So, you know, just the way they explained the company and the vision of what LP stands for. And I just was really interested in getting into doing work. And when they offered me a position out here, I didn't even blink. You know what I mean? I said, sure, I'm in, you know, I'd love to work for this company.
Good stuff. We get to hear so many of these great stories in our partnership with LP for this Business Spotlight program. And that's just another example of it. Although you have only been with LP for a few weeks, have you noticed any immediate differences working for this organization compared to past employers?
Well, for my past employers, I've always had a good training, and I've had a lot of experiences in learning, you know, the Hawaii style of doing work. But as I got with Logistics Plus and, you know, visiting the actual headquarters out in Erie and meeting with different department heads, different people that explain their positions and how we generate work, how we help customers. Customer service is a big issue with there, where we can make sure that, you know, customers satisfied, happy, and getting product. I felt more at home with having that camaraderie, but also with the same time having that that teamwork. You know, it's not I, it's the team, you know, to get things done. And I really appreciate that, because I've had in my circle in past companies, I didn't feel like we had that camaraderie and team bonding moving along.
And Troy, your point is so well taken. Everybody that we talk to on this program with LP rehashes the things that you just brought up: camaraderie, team building, and the attitude of doing whatever it takes to get things done for the customer. That's the LP way, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's you're just a team's, you know, chat away, or a, you know, just a simple call. Hey, I need some direction where I'm going with this. Is there something that we should be interested in? Or is there, does this look right for us to do? And whoever you contact and whoever you get a hold of, they're sure to get you to that right person or even the right team to get there. And I really appreciate that. And I think in my career, I've noticed that that was part that was lacking, that I really enjoyed that, you know, that teamwork to come through and everybody just getting on board to help, you know, and I've, everybody has the same vision for the companies, you know, to move forward and, you know, and to satisfy our customers.
Well, it sounds like you made the right career move joining this dynamic organization. We look forward to hearing more about it on today's program and also watching your career grow with Logistics Plus.
Yes. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Troy, you came to LP with a lot of experience in the logistics industry. I'd like to have you dig a little bit deeper into that experience that you brought to the table when you made the switch to LP.
So when I started off doing an household good moving, I think that was the interest in that I got with, you know, how things move around, you know, being an island boy, born and raised in Hawaii, we just, you know, we really don't think about it, how our goods get into the, you know, the islands. How do people move their household good furnitures, or even just getting things in the stores for our food and, you know, furniture and things like that. So I think getting into that area of the field is what started to help me broaden my vision of how things are and try to be more of a sponge and learn about why, you know, how do things get into Hawaii, why do we move it out, you know, and things like that. So with having that things, it just kind of got me more indulging into our, you know, our field. And as I kept moving along with my, you know, experiences moving into the freight and, you know, trucking side, you know, that's where it kind of intrigued me to say, hey, you know what, this is more than, you know, just trucks. This is more than just planes coming in to drop off things. It was more of trying to get that experience and gain that knowledge that kind of drove me to where I am at this time.
As the director of LP Hawaii, do you have any specific short or long-term goals in mind?
For myself, I'm starting off, since I'm still new in the LP, I reach out to a lot of colleagues that I can, you know, get help and information. I've also tried to reestablish and establish new contacts here on the islands. And like I said, they're kind of more interested in to see what LP Hawaii can offer and LP in general to see what they can do. So kind of getting my foot in the door first and, you know, doing the contacts and, you know, having these meetings with our with my contacts and new contacts, just to kind of get the name out first. It's kind of more of the short term thing and see what we can do on some of these, you know, requests that they have. For long term, doing storage, project work, FF&E work is more of the goal of what we want to look at, you know, with Hawaii, since Hawaii is such a big area to do work. There's always a lot of work here in Hawaii.
Troy, are there any specific industries or verticals of particular interest to LP Hawaii?
Well, for Hawaii, it's mostly military and tourism that drives the economy around here in Hawaii. So I'm sure with the, you know, pandemic kind of winding down and things like that, I hope there's a lot of FF&E work coming through to get, you know, remodeling some of these things, some different types of projects to, you know, help out with, you know, Hawaii. I know we do solar projects and things like that. So I think the more and less that way, I think, you know, as the economy starts to open up, hopefully we'll look at the bigger, larger projects that should be coming through.
In case you weren't aware of this, Troy, Erie, PA is famous for its winters. We get a lot of snow in this region. So with the launch of LP Hawaii, you may get some volunteers from this area to come out and help you with your operation in the wintertime. What do you think?
Exactly. I've been there, and it wasn't as cold during the time I was there. So, but I do imagine, I've talked to a lot of the employees and people that we work with, and they said it gets pretty cold out there in Erie, and some pretty good, pretty miserable weather during the season. But yeah, I'm sure. I mean, with the how being in Hawaii, you know, I've told everyone. I said, you know, I could all the help I can get. You know, if they have people want to come out to, you know, help out with some of the things that, you know, we're working on. You know, I'm glad to have the island and show the island out there, and you know, and show the give everybody that aloha spirit.
I don't think you're going to have a shortage of volunteers. Just a hunch on my part from the Erie office that will be willing to come out and help you in Hawaii, Troy, as we move on. Hawaii is compromised of several islands. Can you tell us about the process of transporting goods between the islands?
We have a barge service that goes between the islands over here. It's Young Brothers Services. So most of the product that is here that has to go to the outer islands or even coming in from the West Coast or wherever, it has to go through barge services through Young Brothers to get to the outer islands. Young Brothers has a specific schedule on, you know, dry goods, perishable goods, things like that. So it's just that's the way that you have to kind of move things over. If it's going to, you know, directly instead of just stopping in Oahu, it still has to stop in Oahu first, get reloaded on a barge, and then move over to the outer islands. Since the ships, there's not a, you know, capacity to handle a lot of the bigger ships on the outer islands. I know Matson has some of their, like, barge service things that they have, but most of the things that they have, everyone over here has to use is Young Brothers to get their product over to the outer islands.
Earlier in the program, we discussed the long-term goals for the LP Hawaii operation. Are there specific islands that tend to have different needs than the others? Can you break that down for us?
With the outer islands, there is a lot of work that goes on through there on most of the islands. I know everyone, you know, that I talked to, they said they love Maui. They love to go to Maui. So Maui has a lot of hotels as well, too, just like Oahu. So, you know, a lot of FF&E work I see coming down the line in the future. There's a lot of solar projects that's moving along to help with the, you know, the energy for Hawaii and things like that. I believe on Maui, you have some wind farms as well, too. Same with Oahu. So those are kind of the type of projects I can see moving along the islands. On the Big Island, I know there's Hawaii Island has, you know, some solar farms and things like that. Tourism is big on the Kona area, things like that, too. So FF&E were. But most of that is the, from what I see, is a lot of the projects, like solar projects, FF&E work on the outer islands. But there should be some work coming in.
Troy, from a location perspective, what advantages does LP Hawaii have compared to other office locations across the company?
Well, for LP being a global company and having a Hawaii base, we're smack dab right in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Having that, you know, it's a strategic point, you know, to do things. International containers come through our ports as well, too. Anything from the West Coast comes through our ports. And we're much closer to East Asia. So that's another, you know, that's another trade line that goes through. So, you know, being smack dab in the middle, I believe that helps us out, you know, tremendously with, you know, prospects for work, you know, and just, you know, logistics in general.
Are there any other logistical advantages for LP Hawaii that we haven't covered yet?
Well, with helping from with my experience and knowing the way that work gets procured over here and contacts, it's a lot of relationship-based work that people, if they know how you do your work and help get things through, those are big advantages of trying to put together quotes and also having, you know, myself on the ground, which kind of helps get that full vision around the islands to have. So those are things that I believe that helps us a lot.
I want to revisit something you brought up earlier about Hawaii's proximity to Eastern Asia and Australia. Can you expand on the opportunities that presents for LP Hawaii? I know, again, we glossed over it earlier, but I'd like to have you go over the details about that particular supply chain connectivity.
You know, I believe that it does, you know, present a good opportunity. Hawaii and Japan is kind of like a, you know, it's like sister countries. So, you know, for myself, I do travel to Japan as much as I can. And, you know, there's a lot of when tourism is up, you know, there's a lot of Japanese tourists. So I believe there's always a lot of work that can come through that area with things like that. Hawaii is a, you know, multicultural type of state. You know, there's a lot of goods that everybody loves from the East Asia side. So, you know, that's a big one. I've never really had that opportunity to look at the Australian area, but, you know, as time goes on, I'm sure that could probably be something that we could get into and see what happens with that, you know, what's offering out in the, from the Australia side.
One thing that I've already been able to gather through our conversation today, Troy, is that the market for logistics services in Hawaii is very competitive. How do you plan to get your foot in the door and get the LP name out there?
Yeah, it's a lot of relationship building. And funny that you say that, because it's, you know, knowing the people that you've been in the industry with, everybody's always like, everybody's cordial with what goes on. Everybody kind of knows what's going on and who's got what jobs and what. So having that that type of work, it's and type of relationships, it does make a good deal to have everybody, you know, understand what's going on. But having that relationship with the other people, it's always help. Everybody tends to, no matter what company you're working with, they always try to, you know, kind of tend to help you out, you know, and things like that. Maybe a past customer or a past project, if you reach out to someone, they'll kind of help figure it out and get your things out. But, you know, getting your foot in the door for with LP, I've been doing that right now. I've been talking to a lot of, like I said, my contacts and some new contacts that I've got, and just kind of getting that name out there to say, hey, this is what we do. You know, I refer them to our website as well too. Our website is brilliant. It does catch people's eye right off the bat. It's like, wow, you guys are a global company, you know, which intrigues everyone here in Hawaii.
We know that logistics is a 24/7, 365 job. But what sort of interests do you have, Troy, outside of the logistics world? We joked around earlier about the beautiful weather in Hawaii compared to what it's like in Erie in the wintertime. I'm sure that there's a lot of outdoor recreational stuff that you like to do.
Well, for myself, since we got pretty much the same weather year round, doesn't really get too cold, I'm always on the golf course as much as I can. So I'm either golfing or I'm at the beach. So I don't like to tell a lot of people that, but Hawaii is such a beautiful state. There's a lot of hiking trails to go through that, you know, I have a lot of friends that do that. I'll do it once in a, you know, great while. But for myself, I'm usually with family and friends. So there's a golf course, which a lot of business is done also here in Hawaii on the golf course, since we have it year round. So that's another way of getting, you know, your name out there for LP Hawaii and LP in general. But other than that, you know, it's mostly that or in the water. So I don't surf as much as I used to, but just being in the water with family and friends and, you know, barbecues on the weekends and things like that, those are kind of like the things that I like to do around here. And just being in the state is just, you know, it's everything is kind of more like a weight's off your shoulder. You know, there's a lot of time to relax and enjoy the scenery and enjoy the weather. It's just one of those things.
Great stuff, Troy. I'm not going to lie, there's a hint of jealousy if you don't hear it in my voice on the other end of the screen. All joking aside, though, I do love my hometown, but it sounds fantastic out there, as one would imagine. Troy, thank you so much for your time today. It's been very intriguing to hear about what the LP Hawaii operation will be like with the proximity to Asia and Australia and the differences in the islands. Great stuff that we went over today. Is there anything we missed that you'd like to add regarding yourself, Logistics Plus, or the industry as a whole?
For myself, I'm grateful to be with the LP family and have that opportunity to help expand knowledge, help grow with the company, and have that, you know, opportunity to express that here in Hawaii, believing that Hawaii is also a good hub for a lot of the work. I do believe that, you know, we'll have a lot of opportunities and, you know, things like that. So, you know, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be here.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.